welcome to Geek Lord Radio. My name is Dan, and with me tonight, I have Darren.
What's up?
Stephanie.
Hello.
Matt.
Potatoes.
And potatoes. Yeah. As you can see, we have our new set going. It's a work in progress. Yes, this giant awkward gap here behind me. If you're listening to audio, pay no mind. That means nothing to you.
But someday, yeah, there will someday be a Geek Lord Radio banner there.
If you're listening to the audio version, just think of the coolest fucking thing you could imagine, because we totally don't have that.
And yeah, it's
rad behind. We've got like a 900-inch plasma TV just streaming all the awesome pictures of things we do. And there's a unicorn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it stuffed?
Yeah, yeah. It's actually the one they actually used in the game Witcher 3.
Fantastic.
Yep.
They cleaned it first.
We also have laser kittens.
No, that takes away the nostalgia effect.
Yeah, the smell is what really gets in the...
It really seals in the flavor.
Yeah.
That's funny.
All right, so let's move right into our wonderful lives. Do you know what started this week?
This week or today?
Today.
Goddamn right I do.
Hockey. Do you know what started? Oh, hockey. Now you ruined it. Hockey. Yes, hockey's back, finally. It's been a long time.
Oh, Kings are playing right now.
Yay, Ducks!
Anyone? Yeah, nobody gives a shit about the Ducks.
Anyone?
Matt,
no one?
Mute her?
Just a little bit. Ducks?
No, don't mute her.
Quack?
She can try her best.
You can like
V.
You can like the animal, not the team.
Aww.
You can like the team. We just don't approve of your. We don't approve of your
Ryan
lifestyle.
Getzloff is my boy.
Oh, did you see that that fucking Sharks player is banned for like 48 games?
41 racket.
Yeah, 41.
Yeah,
what?
For
a
piece
what?
Of shit.
An illegal check to the head.
What a dick.
Yeah, in a preseason game too.
That's funny.
Well, he's only 41 games because he's been suspended like 15% of his career.
Jesus. I'm gonna need you to step into that other room and fix that fucking water bottle that keeps exploding. Please.
Yeah.
Just take the top off it so it stops making noise.
Cool. Is that it? Is that all we got?
Yeah, that's
ready
what we got.
For my
hockey wise? No. So we found not necessarily a new game, but a new game to us. Started playing Trove.
Yep.
It's like Minecraft. It's like a 3D Terraria if I had to describe
it
as anything. It's tedious and repetitive, but it's free. So I can't argue with it.
What's the premise of the game? Is there like a plot to it? What's the goal?
You are a thing, and you go and you kill other things to collect. It's like every other MMO on the planet. Mm.
Everything's rectangular and
yeah, it's
fitted kind of
Minecraft-esque.
Okay.
So sandbox, you could build things and go fight bosses.
It's World of Minecraft.
Basically, it's about what it is.
Got
Speaking
it.
Of, don't you have something you need to say?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm an employee of Blizzard Entertainment. I am here with my friends. This is my own personal thing. So anything that I say is only my opinion. Nothing is official. And I won't answer any questions about anything that's going on. So get over it.
I'm glad I reminded you, because we could gotten like 45 minutes in or completely finished it.
No,
like,
as soon as I started talking
they honestly Blizzard probably would never say a word to her about not saying her disclaimer.
No,
because I keep it on my profile and it's there.
Yeah.
Hi, Blizzard employees.
Fun.
By that, I mean Mike currently listening. Now let's hear this fucking announcement that
okay,
you're trying to do.
So this past week, I got super excited about our new setup. So I made Geek Lord Radio a mascot. Are you ready for it?
I'm not ready for
you're
this.
You're going to shit your pants.
I called it, Darren. Did I not tell you?
It was
did
be
I
adult?
Not tell you that it was going to be one of those ugly fucking doll things?
If you did, I wasn't paying attention.
It's a Zelf. Isn't he cute?
Camera's that way.
Yeah,
I'm showing you guys first.
That's awful.
It's so creepy and lovely.
I am not kidding when I say.
I want to see how ugly that thing is on camera.
I have the ability to take a shit in my hands right now and mold something that would fashion a Geek Lord Radio
I'm gonna see
mascot
this,
even
this
more.
This thing.
I think.
Wow, that thing is ugly as shit on stream, too.
Aww.
Yeah, you can put it on the shelf.
Yay.
Oh, look. Get P1 Dissen tried to spam a link and it was automatically deleted. Good job.
Sweet.
Good job, guys.
So
that was your announcement?
That's
does
my
it,
announcement.
Does it have
just
a name?
Super excited.
Did you get that?
No, I thought we all could name it together. I thought, and it can't be shit anything. It can't
God
be
damn it,
because
I was going to call it
no,
shit
like,
lord.
For real, did you pull that out of like a McDonald's Mighty Kids meal?
Okay, remember the Zelfs that I love that are so creepy that I like
yes.
getting as gifts? Yeah, that's one of those
that's
are.
That's the epitome of, like,
it's a red one.
Right
with
there.
It's our colors.
It
I
is
had
our
to
colors.
Get it.
It brings Stephanie to the podcast.
It blends into the little bookshelf so we don't have to see it as
things
much.
Super spooky.
That's so great.
The audience suggests her shithead.
No, it's not.
I wanted to name it Shitlord, but she said nothing to do with shit.
Shitlord Radio.
We should call it something like super silly, like what's Geek Lord Radio? Like Gavin Lancelot Ronaldo. I don't know. With the same initials.
Why don't we just name it Disappointment?
Like, hey,
that's, my hard work went into that.
That's what our parents call us.
That took me a whole 10 minutes to do.
So it fits. That's it. We call it Disappointment.
Put it this way, the redheaded stepchild doesn't even want to deal with that.
I got to tape a crown on it. I had to bring a little bit of me, too.
I appreciate the, Gashlord. We can call it the Gashlord.
All right, Gashlord wins.
That works.
Gashlord wins.
I was thinking
my little Gashlord.
A fool with a Geek Lord Radio on the front. That's actually what it is, which we're going to call it the Gashlord. All right, so is that all you had to do with your announcement?
Oh, that's it. I was just super excited. All right,
cool.
About it.
Let's move into television.
Riveting
Stephanie,
announcement, by the way.
What?
Riveting announcement.
Right? Stephanie, you could just go ahead and turn your brain off. Sword Art Online is getting a movie. That's an anime.
Oh, God.
Will be an original story written by the creator of the series.
As long as it takes place in the first story arc.
It's like, going to be its own story.
Oh, that's awful.
Not necessarily. It could be good. We don't know.
Could be.
Come on, laptop. God damn it. Excuse me while I have technical difficulties with this laptop that's about as old as my little brother. Lego teases some Doctor Who sets coming in December. I've seen a TARDIS, the inside of the TARDIS, and a transformation set between Tennant and Capaldi.
It's bigger on the inside, isn't it?
No, it's just got the door and it's exploded. It looks nothing like the inside of a TARDIS when you really think about it.
Wait, what?
You think that they would have, like, the set. And,
so
like,
there's the show Doctor Who, right?
Really? I had no idea. Okay. Go
this
on.
This is a TARDIS, all and right. It's bigger on the inside.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No idea. No, so Lego made one then.
Yeah, Lego is making, they're releasing a line of models around it.
That's fun. Do we ever find out what a voice does clams and cockles is doing in Doctor Who, the new one? Did we ever find that out?
I have no idea what you just said.
Yeah, no idea what
you mean. Oh, yeah, you don't watch Game of Thrones. You watch Game of Thrones.
Yes.
You watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Oh, there was that Game of Thrones actor or actress who's supposed to be in this
the
season,
actress.
Right?
Actress, yeah.
None of us have seen the episodes yet, so.
All right.
I stopped watching Doctor Who.
We're the worst at reporting the news,
yeah,
and we don't do things.
We really
we're not doing
these
anything.
These are things we actually care about. We don't give a shit enough to actually look into it.
Okay.
No, I have no idea. Shows that I do look forward to seeing the new episodes of Bob's Burgers was renewed for 7 and 8.
Right on.
Two more
on.
Seasons of Bob's Burgers. That sounded like sarcasm, but she actually had no idea. Hi, Randy 0232 with a bunch of monkeys.
Hello, Asians.
Wow, it just got weird.
There are Asians.
Yeah.
They look like Asian potatoes. Asian potatoes.
They look entirely different on our display screen than they do on my screen.
Yeah, they do.
Let's continue on. New Justice League series might be coming to Cartoon Network. Cartoon Network Canada tweeted about it, then removed it, with a replacement tweet saying they cannot confirm the new JL series. The original tweet said something about there will be a new Justice League series, but not by December next year, maybe the following.
You know what's going to happen is they'll put it on Cartoon Network, and it will be decent. And then they'll take it off and put a version with shittier drawing in it.
Are you making a Teen Titans reference?
Yes, and then just it's not good.
Yeah.
We're doing pretty good, Randy. How about yourself?
No, like, I'm just saying, like, the original, I thought the original Teen Titans was pretty decent.
Too. I liked it.
And then they replaced it with a shittier drawn version so they could push out more episodes faster. Like,
yeah, and they also appealed to a broader audience.
Yeah, it went more towards kids as opposed to, you know, what the original audience was.
The Teen Titans go.
Are you excited about a new Justice League series as the only fan of the real fan of DC at the
yes,
table?
Yes, of course I am.
I not Teen Titans. Did I say Teen Titans or Justice League?
Justice League.
Okay,
Justice
good. League.
I like everyone. Remember. Everything Batman. Batman's good.
This is what I see when you talk. My name Matt. I like Batman. That's what I see. That's what I heard.
That's pretty much
that's
what came
spot,
out.
That's yeah. A spot on.
See, I'm getting better at my impressions. I'm
don't
doing
take
so
don't
good.
Let that go to
I'm
your
so
head.
Proud of
our
me.
Favorite TV show. That's a rough question.
Yeah.
Oh. Like you can't come in here swinging that kind of question around.
My
that's,
favorite TV show.
Oh,
that's rough.
I got that.
That's like showing up on
wait,
the first date with your dick already
ever.
Out.
Current or ever.
They said, "What's your favorite TV show?" I'm gonna take that as
Oh shit! Right now.
I'm gonna take that as Rick and Morty. That's
pretty high up there. It's a really good show. Yeah. Adventure Time's up there. Like I, That's one of those questions that makes me question my very existence when someone makes me choose a favorite of something.
It's like when they ask you what's your favorite band or favorite movie. Like, dude, come on.
That's not cool.
You don't ask somebody that. Murder shows. So Walking Dead is up there. I like The Blacklist. Those are current shows, by the way. And Fear the Walking Dead is pretty good, but I wouldn't say it's my favorite.
What's one of your favorite TV shows? There you go. Rick and Morty. I can answer. That's one of my favorite TV shows.
What's non-current TV show that's not being broadcasted now?
Ren and Stimpy.
That you can watch over and over and over again and never get sick of.
Ren and Stimpy's pretty good.
Rocko's Modern Life, Angry
Firefly
Beavers.
Firefly is mine.
Vitter Zim.
Firefly's up there. Zim. There's fucking Drawn Together. There's so many shows that I love.
I'd say Adventure Time's up there.
Yeah, but that's still showing.
Dinosaurs. Yeah. You see that one?
Yeah, I remember that show.
Not the Mama. That one?
Yeah. That was a good show.
I fucking loathe that show. I hate it so much.
Well, you're wrong.
you heard it here first, Matt.
I like Randy. He asks fun questions that we've addressed a million times, but good to redo.
All right, let's move into some game news.
By the time this is done, he's going to post a symbol for every person in the land, faraway land of China.
Probably an emote for every Chinese man.
I'm okay with this.
It's like a billion. That's going to be a lot of chat. Microtransactions are coming to Destiny.
Surprise, surprise.
They're selling 18 new emotes, charging silver, which is some new in-game currency that you have to pay for. Bungie promises this won't affect gameplay if you don't have them. It's a slippery slope. Do you think they'll stick to the only novelty aesthetic stuff? Or do you think they'll do what Firefall did, where it's like, yeah, it's only aesthetic stuff, but you could sell that stuff on the market then make money to pay to win?
I'll answer your question with another question.
What you're going to say.
How bad is Bungie hurting on money?
I don't think they are. Destiny's doing really well.
And they're also, they can get a bleh. I can't talk. They're doing
Randy says their favorite TV show is the new Teen Titans. Why are you hating?
I'm not surprised with all your little anime people.
That literally.
Since you haven't
so
been
far,
before,
those have been potatoes. They've been Asian people.
Anime.
Yeah, she fucking loathes anime.
I hate anime.
Waffles?
I like waffles.
I don't even know what's going on with the chat at this point.
Okay, we'll just move on past the chat.
Someone was saying something before I interrupted him. It's probably you.
Oh.
Maybe that's what Magic Ape sees is waffles.
Is it waffles?
Instead of Asian heads, he sees waffles.
All right. Anyway, if you're listening on our audio cast, yes, someone is posting the same face over and over and over again. Minecraft, you had mentioned downloading the beta.
Yeah,
1.9, they're bringing flight to Minecraft. And not just God mode flight. Like, you get a cape and you can just fly.
That's badass.
It's pretty neat. It looks like they're trying to kind of make it more adventurous, I guess. Adding more items.
I'm okay with that if they put giant bees in the game. Because if you can get away from like, oh my god, I'm getting surrounded by something, I'm just going to fly away.
Well,
boom,
sometimes
done.
Sometimes you just might need it. For example, I started booting up yesterday, the Windows 10 beta. And the first thing it did is spawn me in the middle of a fucking island in the middle of the ocean.
What did you
lose? I swam in one direction for 5 minutes. Got nowhere. Just let myself die.
Jesus, you need to buy Rust. The question was posed, what are your guys' favorite video games with a whole bunch of brick faces?
Toast face.
That's another rough one. I like Rust. I like Diablo.
I'm super biased. I love Heroes of the
Storm.
Good
at it.
I love H1Z1. That's like
not good at it.
I'm not good at it. I've played like twice, but I really love it a lot, and I watch a lot of streams on it because I don't get time to play myself.
Would you guys play Minecraft more if it has as much stuff to do as Terraria? Oh, hell yeah. If Minecraft had as much to do as Terraria did, I would never stop playing Minecraft.
Yeah.
That's kind of what Trove feels like to me.
I don't like Minecraft. It's not one of my favorite, my personal opinion. It's
not
one of my favorite games. I like graphics, and I like color. I like interactive. I mean, yeah. I know my all-time favorite video game right now is, but that's not relevant, so.
Is it I Am Bread?
No. I am
liar.
I can say that I like playing Overwatch, but hype on Overwatch, that's all I have to say.
You know, I feel like if you start adding capes into Minecraft and flying and adding that much limitless stuff, it kind of makes the game boring and kind of limits it in its own way.
No, because you can't craft a cape. You have to find the cape.
It's probably going to be like, hey, you just broke apart a tree. Here's a cape.
No, it's not. By no means would Minecraft be that easy. Have you ever tried finding a saddle in Minecraft? Good fucking luck finding a saddle in Minecraft.
So you can ride a pig that just walks in a random direction?
No, there's horses.
Oh.
Yep, and you could breed them.
I'd rather ride a pig.
Dan, if Pokemon were real, which ones would you eat and how would you cook them? Tauros, like a steak. Pidgey, like a chicken.
All of them. I would eat all of them.
Yeah, if you can cook it, I'd eat it.
Yeah.
I'd get down on eating some, what is it, Arceus? I always forget how to pronounce that one's name.
I'd eat a god.
Yeah, I'd eat god Pokemon.
Yeah.
I guess I'd eat all, like, by the
Randy.
Opportunity to eat a Pokemon, I'd be like, fuck yeah, Pokemon! I've never
Grow
even knew these
me
existed,
a
so
Pikachu.
Now I'm gonna fucking eat that shit.
Grow you a Pikachu?
I wonder if
No,
it's
I don't
spicy.
Think I'd eat Muk.
Which one do you think is spicy out of all the Pokemon?
Magmar.
Magmar, yeah.
Yeah, we don't kill Pokemon.
We just have Onix.
We do it
suck.
For you,
yeah.
Voltorb. Fucking asshole.
Voltorb could do it too.
I'd eat all the meat-based Pokemon. I'll go ahead and caveat with that.
I'd eat a Ponyta.
Grass type wouldn't touch
so
it.
So cute and sweet looking. I just feel something feels so evil about eating it. I'm down.
what?
A Ponyta.
You think they're spicy?
I bet you they're spicy.
It has been confirmed that Resident Evil 7 is coming soon. And that's all the details they gave.
Yay. Excited.
That's all I need.
Yeah.
No, I have actually, I thought 6 and Revelations wasn't bad because
I stopped playing them after
the
19th one.
The thing what they did after 5 is they put different storylines in the game, so depending on what type of shooter you like to play, if you like to play more of like a horror or if you like to play a first-person shooter, they have characters that are designed around just that.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually, like, yeah, if you want to play more Call of Duty style where it's like live action and kill shit, you can. You just play as a different character. Each character has their own storyline. It's actually really good.
No, I haven't touched it in a while. I don't have the patience to sit in front of more zombie games.
Well, if you ever want to try Revelations or Resident Evil 6, I have them on Steam, so.
Yeah. I might have to get in there and steal
I
those from you.
I
want to
try.
He wasn't talking to you.
Well, fuck you. And fuck you for not letting me play your game.
You need to talk into your microphone.
Oh, well, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Here's a game that, like, one person at this table cares about. Lieutenant Morales was released for Heroes of the Storm.
Yay. She's
which is the StarCraft 2 medic.
Honey, I heal you a long time. It's so good.
Yeah, can you
God
mute Mike?
Damn it.
Why is Mike not here? I wish Mike
Mike
was
is
here.
He's right here. He
I
says,
know.
Resident Evil is racist. Woo, go medic.
Yay.
Hot off the mic press.
There's 4 mics on the table and 1 in the chat.
Yeah.
There are 5 mics.
The Legacy of the Void prologue missions are now available.
5 mics. Okay,
I'm going to buy a cattle prod, and it's going to be called the Shut Up Stephanie Cattle Prod. And when I put up donations, when I get every $10 in donations, I'm going to hit you
tased.
In the neck with it.
I'm down. I'll do it for 1 day. I will allow, but not a cattle prod. It's got to be like one of the low gauge tasers.
That's the day we make $3.7 million.
Yeah. Someone got a Skype message.
I can take it.
Did my computer make a sound? Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, is there a sound coming over?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out in 7 seconds.
Yeah, or up to 15.
Maybe Cody got a Skype message and he's just listening in on his own computer.
Huh. All right, I'm going to have to figure that out. Give me just a minute here for some technical difficulties. Quick, people dance.
Okay, if you didn't see that, that was me putting 2 fingers and one separately and combining them to 1 mega 2 fingers.
Yep, got it fixed. I shut down Skype, so I learned. Apparently, even with my microphone off, Skype will make noise into my computer or with my headset turned off. Yeah, close Skype. So yeah, in the recording, I'm sure we're gonna hear like boo, and everyone will be confused as to what the fuck just happened. Lesson learned. What?
Legacy of the Void prologue mission.
Yeah, I said that already. I already
Lieutenant,
said that.
Well, I just thought it was like super good news. We should like say it all. Like
I said it. You
times.
Totally
and
ignored me.
Lieutenant Morales is in, which is exciting.
We mentioned all of this.
No, but I just gotta reiterate it because I'm so excited. Okay. Moving on.
Are you good? You good? Metal Gear Pachinko might be a thing.
What was that?
You know what pachinko is, right?
Yes.
Was it vaguely?
Yeah.
Is that
apparently,
like
an
Asian gambling game?
Yeah, apparently, okay. What is it? Kojima makes Metal Gear, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they filed a patent for gambling games related to Big Boss. So it's not a guarantee that it's going to be pachinko, but they seem to be trying to ride the cash cow, and they may release like pachinko machines and slot machines. Konami, thank you, Mike.
They love their gambling.
Yep.
They do. When I went to San Francisco, I was walking by the China District, and there was a park, and there was all these Asian people gambling just on the ground.
Yeah.
I was like, that's the most amazing thing ever. I wish our local culture
to
was,
be completely honest,
like, just go up to a park and be like, let's gamble.
Well, to be completely honest, in a big city like that, if you were to walk into an alleyway in the ghetto part of town, you'd probably see other people gambling on the ground, preferably with dice and a piece of cardboard.
Do they really do that? Is that a real thing?
Yes.
Oh my God, you people are the most dumbass racists I've ever met.
I know.
Hold on.
All right, moving on. Hold on. You're done talking. You're
done.
I didn't
say anything about race there.
You're done. TBS signs on for 2 seasons of esports.
Yay! See,
that's a very vague statement. Please elaborate.
So TBS is signing in 2016, 2 seasons of esports, and the first season is going to be Counter-Strike. And
what is seasons of esports? Like, are they just going to stream
it? They're going to do a series, from my understanding.
Like, you need to talk into your microphone.
My mic is too far, and this chair's thing getting in the way. No. Give that back. That was my information.
You said TBS. I thought you said TBN, and I was like, hallelujah.
TBS, where they have the, what is it, Geeks Who Drink and Big Bang Theory reruns all the time.
Big Bang Theory
says
cable
awful.
Channel. Oh yeah, you don't have cable.
We don't have TV here.
That's awful.
All I know is what Jesus said. TBS, very funny, and I've never laughed at TBS.
Ha. Yeah. So basically, Valve is putting on the first season on television, and it's going to be a regular thing.
Is it going to be like a reality show where they talk about the streamers,
just
or they
be
should be like
tournaments?
Here's
like
some asshole playing. Oh, okay. So it's
dude.
Tournaments.
If they're doing Counter Strike, they're going to have to turn off chat features.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to reach out.
Because this is all
it's going to be television broadcasting. You
I was going to say,
gonna
the only letters you're going to see is G-E-T, R-K-T, F-G-T. That's all you're going to
see.
Yeah,
the whole day.
Yeah, that's all you're going to see in Counter-Strike.
All right, GameStop will be the exclusive brick-and-mortar retailer for Steam machines and Steam controller. Who added that? Was that you?
That was me.
Neat. That's shitty. Like, wow, that's shitty.
Well, it just says brick-and-mortar, so you can probably still get it on Amazon.
Amazon and that kind of shit. Yeah, probably.
I mean,
how does GameStop keep pulling these deals when they're such a crappy company? I don't get it.
Maybe they have a really good PR
person. Do you mean crappy as in like bad company, or crappy as in does terrible things company?
Both.
Because they know that that GameStop is established and they'll sell stuff. And I'm pretty sure they have licensing deals with a lot of companies.
And Jesus is right. They do overcharge.
They overcharge the shit out of everything.
Out there, would you like a charge cable for an old Nintendo? $40.
Yep.
That's ridiculous.
I had a, I remember when I was thinking about, I had 2 360s at one point, and I wanted to sell one just because I was moving.
$9.
I walked in, I was like, how much can it sell us for? It's like, well, we'll take it for $15, but since it doesn't have the power cord, you're going to have to buy one of ours, and they're $35. I'm like, and what's the recall value to turn it in? She's like, $15, and I'm like,
you want me to pay you $15 to sell you my Xbox?
Yeah. Right. I was like, yeah, no.
I buy everything digital. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
There's no reason for me to go to GameStop.
Well, that's why GameStop really doesn't have a PC selection. They have, like, 3 games.
Well, yeah, but they have a shelf of games.
There's 3 games.
Although, most of the time, if you just open the boxes that are on the shelves and write down the CD keys, you could definitely get games for free from them.
I think 2 of them are Warcraft.
No, it's probably gonna be like a Diablo battle chest and a Warcraft battle chest and Call of Duty. That's two Call of Duties.
I got the EverQuest Platinum Edition with all like the first like 35 expansions for free from there because I popped open the CD case and the CD key was sitting there. So I took a picture on my phone, I went home, and I punched in it and says, thank you for purchasing fucking EverQuest. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Way to go, thief.
Yeah. They're dumb.
Yeah, they should have never done that. That's dumb.
Zaptop says the one by his house has 3 shelves. Don't go into a GameStop. It's sad.
Kings and Sharks are tied 1-1 in the first period. Thank you, Mike. You are the real hero right now.
You're the real MVP.
Like, seriously, you need to keep me up to date. All right, so let's go into the weekend movie box office. Coming to number 5 this week was Maze Runner, The Scorched Trails. Isn't that a popcorn-making movie?
Is it number 1 again?
No, number 5,
oh,
7.8 million. Number 2 was The Intern, or sorry, number 4 was The Intern, 11.7 million. Cesario?
Cesarian?
Sicario.
Sicario. 12.1 million.
That one actually looked kind of interesting. It looked like the assassin movie or something like that.
What's it about?
I think it's an assassin. I think that's what Sicario is.
I have no idea what it's about. Shut Again, up. No cable.
Sicky Nario?
What's it?
We also no longer have Hulu, so we don't even see movie previews anymore.
Like, is it animated or live action?
No, it's probably live action.
Any actors that we would know?
It's third on the weekend box office. It's definitely not animated.
It's now referred to as Sicky Nario.
No, who knows?
Darren is correct. Apparently it's about assassins. Cool.
Yeah, but who's in it is the question.
I'm trying to remember the guy's name if you would shut the fuck off.
Benicio del Toro.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said, basically what Stephanie did was made sure that Jesus got his correction in right there.
Yep. Pretty much.
Number two, Hotel Transylvania 2 with $33.2 million.
You just That's said the time. Animated shows. Totally
That's a kid's
animated.
Movie.
That's
true. Sicario. Siggy Narnar is by no means a child's name. I'm an adult and I can't pronounce that fucking thing.
And he said there would be no way an animated movie would be number three.
Yeah.
It's not number three.
It's one
two.
Or nothing. Okay. Or one or two, apparently, or nothing. And The Martian, $54.3 million came in number
that
one. That's the one where they leave
Matt Damon
on the Mars.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day after seeing something on Facebook, and they spend way too much, like the cinematics and movies spend way too much time saving Matt Damon.
Matt Damon really needs to look in the mirror and figure out why he seems to be the only person on the planet who can be left somewhere.
Saving Private Ryan, the other space movie.
Was that the one with the... All right. What's that guy's name? Owen McGregorson. I don't know.
Wait,
let me reach into my brain, which is lots of work.
I was still totally thinking Saving Private Ryan when you said that. And I was like, no.
No? Matthew McConaughey, that guy.
That's the Lincoln guy. That's
Wow. So Jesus from Magic Ape TV tells us The Martian was pretty damn good. He said at the end of the movie, someone behind me said, was that based on a true story?
What a fucking idiot.
Yes.
On Mars, yes.
Jesus, next time you say yes. That's actually why we keep sending those rovers up there. We're trying to find that poor soul stuck up there. We discovered there's water. We told him about it, so he's trying to get up to the water now. That's what I've heard.
So you're saying this is a prequel to Total Recall?
Yeah, basically.
Fantastic.
Spoiler alert, Matt Damon turns into the Mars rover.
They save him by fusing his body to Mars rover parts, and now he's a cyborg living
by
on Mars.
By duct taping things to
Wait,
them.
Isn't that how they accidentally created the evil Santa in Invader Zim? The suit took over?
Yeah, and also Invader Zim when they kept fusing the little blob
the little blob
things.
Yeah. He said, get your ass back to Mars. We saw a great movie trailer for a movie that unfortunately does not seem to be coming out anytime soon.
Ever.
Called Handjob Cabin.
Yeah!
Oh my god.
Do yourselves
so
a favor. Pause the show if you're listening to the recorded version. You guys go ahead and just pull it up on the screen and watch it.
Google it.
And if you're not old enough to understand the humor, ask your dad.
At Handjob Cabin.
Pretty good trailer. I enjoyed it.
Nobody comes just in this cabin but her. For you. It's so dry.
It's so bad. I could do it better myself.
It's so... Okay, for someone who has not had received a handjob, it makes me never want a penis. That's all.
You see, having the penis as a man is not the bad part. Balls are the bad part.
True.
Very rarely do you, like, injure your penis in such a way that causes pain, but you make the slightest wrong shift in walking, and you're down for a week.
Or you wear True. Some loose pants and you sit down wrong.
Yeah, you're down for a month.
Yeah. It's
first world problems.
Is no, it as good as problems. One where grandma asked you to get in the oven? That's some Third Reich shit right
also,
there.
It's hot.
I'm not okay with
they
that.
They stick to everything?
Yeah, they do. We're talking about balls now, Cody. But yes, that movie was, Fuck, what was that one? With the Scary Grandparents.
Oh.
Scary Grandparent McOven movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm terrible at remembering names.
I'm horrible.
No, Cody, this looks like it's going to be far more scary than Grandma's Gonna Cook You 3. that's what I've decided. No, it's the third one in the series, Grandma's Gonna Cook You. You guys remember Slave Leia's Bikini?
Yes, Slave Leia's Bikini.
The original one?
Sold at auction for $96,000.
That's it?
Yeah.
I feel like it would have been more.
Ah, fuck. Sharks goal. 2-1 San Jose.
And what makes
That's
you
depressing.
What makes you bet on top of that as well that it was probably bought by a very lonely individual?
No, I'll bet you money it's a collector. It's a private collector that hasn't been announced who bought it, but I'll put money on it as some dude who owns like a prop museum.
I hope it's like some like rich dude that's like, yeah, I'm buying this and my wife's going to want me to nail her as Princess Leia.
If I had that kind of money, I would totally do it. Why not?
If you had that kind of money, we wouldn't be sitting in an overheated dining room filming on an $80
webcam. If I won a lottery, I would buy us the nicest studio ever.
Yep.
And then you guys can live in my basement. I would make an underground world where you guys can live underneath the bottom. So then I would have like my regular domesticated wife with white picket fences. And as
you have a wife?
That's what I have.
My regular domesticated wife.
Life. And then Frank and I would live our normal life.
You think
American
he licked
life,
the crotch,
then,
got some of that Carrie Fisher funk from 30 years ago? Actually, that thought crossed my mind and gross.
What? You think he licked the crotch, got some of that Carrie Fisher funk? Adorable.
That's.
But yeah, and then you guys would all live in my basement with a studio, and that's it. And then people would be like, who's down there? I'm like, shh.
I really hope you never win the lottery.
If I were to win the lottery, I would buy everyone here something. Dan could have 5 snakes.
Yay, 5 cobras.
Yeah.
Colin Stone says he heard wife, and he is excited.
Hey, that's cool. We talked about polygamy.
Right on.
Thank you for actually referring to it as it was and not the bullshit polyamory garbage that idiots say today.
No. It totally would be. It'd be nice.
You're just not down with the gender fluid.
He
with gender.
Is a very masculine type. He's not the most emotionally supportive. So if I get a wife, then I get emotional support and an extra income. All I see is win-win.
And she gets emotionally neglected by 2 people.
Yep, pretty much.
I feel like Steph is going to kidnap you all and rape you and cage you. If we could be so lucky.
I definitely would not rape you. I'd probably cage you and just pay people to poke you guys with sticks.
I would hire really large lonely women.
I'd become a madam, and you guys would be my my little whores, my male whores.
I think we need to call the hotline for human trafficking.
See, if I was gonna put,
I'd treat you well.
I kind of want to see where this is gonna go.
If I was
how many followers
anyone
do we have? We do not have enough followers. Jakester000. We would love it if you followed us, because that would add one more.
You would be the only one that's not one of our real life friends.
No.
No, we've got some.
We have quite a few.
Yeah.
But
a few.
This is what, our 5th episode on stream? Maybe 6th?
Like,
this is like 10th 15? Or 15th.
Really? Has it been that many?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I've been on.
This is our 3rd one in this house.
Oh, fuck. Where does the time go? I'm old as shit.
Do whatever. Yay. Thank you, Jakester, for your follow.
Yay, Jakester. 000 or Jakester. Ooh.
All right. Jaws 19 trailer was released for the upcoming 30th anniversary of Back to the Future. And I made everybody here watch it. Did you watch it?
No.
Yes.
God damn it, Darren. It's pretty fucking funny.
Yeah,
it's legit.
I was too busy reading about Pokemon companies suing some guy for throwing a Pokemon party.
What?
Party.
That's amazing.
That's
Mike. MicroQuest, you stop leaving your purple hairs in the bathroom. You don't live here.
Oh, I am totally leaving my purple hairs in your bathroom.
No, like, I don't, completely serious. I was sitting there the other day taking a shit, and I looked on the ground, and I was like, Grimace needs to fucking trim. Like, that's the first thing that went through my mind.
My hair is fragile. It's because it has to be super lifted to be this
it's
vibrant
fragile.
Purple. It's fragile.
Yeah, it's French for falls out a lot.
My amazing name.
Yep. Anywho, back to the Jaws 19 trailer.
I'd be the worst stripper ever.
So the premise of it is it goes through all 19 iterations of Jaws and just gets more and more ridiculous. There's like a Robo Jaws, humans versus Jaws versus all the other creatures of the ocean.
Jaws gets a family.
Jaws has to fight mankind for the dwindling size of the oceans. So it's all the sharks versus the people. So
give
now
it,
this time it's really, really personal.
Give it 10 years and sci-fi will probably have put out half.
Yeah, probably. They just
best.
Call it Mega Shark Versus.
Especially Jaws 5. It's for the money.
Yeah, I like that one. Jaws 5 for the money.
Jaws 7, you're now afraid to
what
log into
what TV show would you guys want to be in?
Ooh.
Like, do you mean as in, like...
That's actually
was,
an original question.
Say, do you mean, like, live, like, in that universe?
Yeah,
or
like just star in a show or guest spot in a show or actually exist
live
in?
Live in that universe.
The Walking Dead.
If it's live in that universe,
wow.
Not Game of Thrones. That's... No.
Everybody dies. I think I have a good
only
chance of surviving.
Stark.
Or you're Sean Bean. If you're Sean Bean's family. If you're related to Sean Bean, don't be in the Game of Thrones universe.
If I could just be in an episode of a show, I think I'd go with Adventure Time or Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty would be pretty fucking
exist.
Okay, do an actor voice.
I don't
do
an actor
voice.
No, this would literally be it. It would just be like, I'd be some guy in the background like, what the fuck is going on? Oh no, they're eating him. Then they're gonna eat me.
That's it.
Oh my god.
I could totally do Walking Dead.
Nope,
ready?
Stop. Nope. Ready? Nope, nobody cares.
Carl!
God damn it.
Or you could be a zombie.
Russian zombie, go.
You could be a corpse.
I don't know if I could do Russian zombie.
You should be a corpse. You don't have to say anything. You just lay there. To live in the universe of a show.
Oh, to live in the universe.
I think I'd go with Adventure Time, to be honest. You don't gotta work. Food seems to be everywhere. You just get to go exploring with your bros.
I can live in the universe. This is a really hard question because I can think of some really cool situations that this
Star Trek would be a rad. Would
Star
be a rad
Trek
universe
would be one
to
of them,
exist in
for sure. Another
go
TV
to foreign
series.
Alien planets and bang their women.
Yeah. Star Wars wouldn't
right.
be too bad.
Firefly would be kind of fun.
Firefly would be good.
Besides the undoubted amount of unshaved women parts in the universe because they're all westerny.
That's true. Forget about that.
There's so much bush. Dusty old West Bush.
I love how you look like you're thinking so hard about
Firefly,
Space Bush.
I was thinking of shows, and I was thinking, then all of a sudden a whole bunch of shows came up in my mind, like I wouldn't want to be in, like Super Jail, because you'd probably die within the first 12 seconds of you being
in.
Yeah. Or Metalocalypse, that would be a bad one.
Yeah.
I don't know Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but that's like our world.
That's
but
literally
you already are an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Good job.
Probably not the X-Files. Definitely not My Little Pony. That's brought up actually very well. And that's no, fuck no.
Maybe Defiance.
What's Swajil?
Swahili?
Sujail?
I don't know.
It's Sujail.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sujail. Okay.
Moving on.
The trailer for Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2 released today.
Yay! I saw it at Comic-Con.
You know what I got from the trailer?
Nothing?
No, this is, like, legitimately, the story is people with guns versus people without guns. That's what I got from the trailer. Right. All the people who work for the president have guns.
And amazing
all the people
plastic
who do not,
surgery. Did
yeah.
you see Cat Lady?
She's got, like, mad plastics. And then all the people who didn't work for the government had, like, sticks and rocks. And only, like, Cat Piss, or whatever the fuck her name is, had metal-tipped arrows because she could totally keep a ready supply of those wherever she goes.
Hey Dan, just remember, though, you've played Rust. A rock bro is going to kill somebody with a gun eventually.
And then get his gun.
And then all of a sudden the people without guns are going to have guns.
Yeah,
and
that's how it goes.
Yeah.
But you watched it, so what's the sound? What's make the whistle. Do what? It. No. You guys don't know the whistle
you know
for
the sound.
Hunger
I don't know
Games?
How to whistle it.
The sound.
The song from
I don't fucking know. I'm not a 13-year-old girl. I wasn't like taking
gosh.
Notes on my fucking little like Where's Waldo notepad.
I was hoping that you guys would actually know or totally
this?
Butcher an attempt.
Of what?
Wee!
That's not it.
What are we talking about?
She's talking
the
about
Hunger
the sound
Games
they
has
make.
A whistle. I know you guys seen the trailers.
Lee.
Being completely serious.
Nope. Okay. That got my thrill. Moving on.
That's three. Three fingers. Sorry. Is it one finger? Three fingers?
Three.
No,
wait,
they do this.
Three
no,
fingers.
No,
kids are handing
you
this.
No, it's this.
Oh, you're talking about.
it's three fingers.
Fucking gross.
It's sometimes four.
They're basically, if you don't know what they're doing because you're listening and not watching the stream, they're doing the shocker.
Yeah.
Spocking it up right here.
Remember, if the shocker doesn't rocker, then spocker. And if that doesn't work, double fist.
Oh.
Forgot about the showstopper.
What's the showstopper?
You guys are monsters. Oh. What's the show? I missed it. When is it? Oh,
it hurts to laugh because my ribs hurt right now.
I would want to be in Doctor Who and be either the Master or Davros or any other main villain because they always come back. That's true, Mike. Good call. Daniel Craig says he would rather slash his wrists than do another Bond movie. He said if
did
he did do
say
it.
That?
Yeah, he did. He said I would smash this glass right now and gash my wrists.
Aww.
He says he wants a break. He wants a couple of years off. And then if he did come back and do it, it would simply be for the money. He wants to move on.
Yeah, my mom just told me the other day that, like, Daniel Craig is her favorite Bond. I don't think so. What's your guys' favorite Bond?
God damn it. That's another fucking rough question. I like...
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery's up there.
Yeah.
I like Pierce Brosnan.
I like
Pierce
Brosnan. He's
like
my third or fourth. Yeah, unfortunately, his Bond movies just turned to shit.
Yeah, but he has, like, a
feel. GoldenEye was great.
GoldenEye was great. Tomorrow Never Dies isn't terrible.
I rate Pierce Brosnan, what his movies turned into, kind of like freaking what's his name that did the one Batman movie, Val Kilmer. It wasn't completely awful, but it was
No, it was pretty bad.
It was pretty bad.
Batman and Robin?
No, no, that was George Clooney.
Only you're talking about Batman.
Michael Keaton.
I'm talking about the one that had, you know, the song, the seal sang, "Kiss from a Rose."
I don't even remember which
one
that
what?
Was.
What? The one with freaking Mr. Freeze?
No,
that's George Clooney.
The one with Riddler.
Yeah, Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton is the best Batman, by the way.
I can't brain today.
Good. Yeah, Mike's just on there like a rant. Yeah, we're pretty lucky we don't have to see him. I'm spacing on his name. He was Sir or something. Fuck, I can't remember his name.
Sir or something?
The favorite Bond. I think he was in, because there's,
you know, Sean Connery is
Sean Connery
as well.
But you never hear anybody say fucking Sir Sean Connery. But when you talk about, he was a Bond, he was knighted. Everybody refers to him as his knighted name. Roger Moore. Thank you, Jesus. Sir Roger Moore.
Sir Barrington.
I really liked him. Those are like my two top ones.
God, can Sean we do Connery that? Can we have a Bond movie where James Bond is a grizzly bear?
Make it happen.
We can knight him, Sir Barrington, and it would be great.
I would love to watch him with a martini with like some really, really hot deer come up.
He just eats her right in the middle of like everything, and he screams, "I'm a bear."
I feel so bad for the person that has to have sex with Sir Barrington.
I'm fine with Daniel Craig stepping down.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan of his.
I liked.
Good, but I don't think
Once
Bond.
I got used to it. Like, it was okay. It was definitely a different Bond, but Bond's always been tall and dark to me, and Craig's short and blonde.
Yeah.
And really, really beat looking.
I wouldn't say he's beat. I would say...
His face looks like this.
Good impression. Maybe you should. Maybe that should be the universe that you join.
The Bond universe?
The Bond universe.
So I could be Daniel Craig by mushing my face?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I'm a Bond racist.
I feel like he would be good in being a like British serial murderer in one of those mystery shows.
Probably.
Yeah.
All right. Rick Moranis said he will not be doing a cameo in the new Ghostbusters reboot. He says it did not interest him, but it has nothing to do with his retirement.
Does that mean he's effeminate?
But
he retired against women?
No. It's just he read it and he said, "Why would I go through all the trouble of showing up for one day of shooting for a movie I did 30 years ago?"
Yeah.
I thought Rick Moranis retired a while ago.
He did not retire. He took a break, which turned into a long break. These are his words. He said he's not. That's not what's keeping him from doing movies. If he gets offers, and he said he's just waiting for one that piques his interest. It's like he's not gonna. Basically, it's I'm not getting out of bed unless I'm gonna enjoy making the movie.
Spaceballs 2, Search for More Money.
Yeah, I hope it's Spaceballs 2. I would kill to have him reprise his role in Spaceballs 2. Here's a kind of a feel-good thing that you'll really like. Terminally ill 7-year-old boy gets to fight zombie infestations with the help of SWAT in Florida. They set up an abandoned jail with a whole bunch of high school actors, like drama kids from high school dressed as zombies. They took this kid with Nerf guns and the SWAT team, and he went and he saved the city from a zombie infestation.
Why didn't they just hire some chemists and just make the zombie apocalypse and then actually get the prisoners who are like crimes for
Do you
rape
not understand
and,
how
and then,
charity
and the,
works?
And
you know
that kid could actually
You know
what,
we're not even
them.
Doing this.
Let's,
make
let's,
actual
get, let's get more realistic.
You know what happens
when
you try to give a 7-year-old kid an actual assault rifle?
They cry when they shoot the gun.
Oh, it's hilarious. I would love to see that.
No,
I would pay money and
no,
that would make that kid's
dream. Have
you seen
the video of the little girl who killed the gun guy? The,
oh, yeah.
The guy at the gun range?
Yeah, because
they gave her
No, she shot the... She handed him a loaded Uzi. And fucking on full auto. Well,
right?
Uzis only have one setting, and that's go. And fucking got killed.
I got an even better idea. Let's kill two birds with one stone. You know, you don't even have to create zombies in Florida because it's Florida. Literally, just pull people off the street.
And then just get bath salts. Give them bath salts.
They're already on bath salts. It doesn't matter.
Wait, Uzis are what? 9mm rounds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you try to give them something that's fuck ton more powerful.
No, just give a kid a 22.
You guys completely missed the purpose of that. You're supposed to. It was the one highlight
so
of the week, and you of all people
no,
are supposed to be
you.
Like.
I'm just saying you can
you
can fix more problems. We already have like that
yeah,
amount of money.
Because that's what we need: our violent criminals in prison to turn into zombies.
Yes, we do.
Moving on.
It is better to take the violent criminals who are like seeping, like stealing all the government's money to be funded to be living in these prisons. Why don't we just pull them out and make?
Again, let's go back to what we did.
Make a Wish Foundation.
I'm really gonna buy
zombies.
That cattle prod. I'm gonna
no,
do it.
No, like I'm being completely serious. Let's just go with my idea and just pull random people from Florida because killing them would probably make the world a better place as well.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna move into the news. It's like weird and shit. So let's
that
just go right
weird
into
for
it.
You?
No, you guys are retarded and not in the socially acceptable fucking differently abled category.
And
just retarded.
I'm cool with it.
There's a Japanese
missing a chromosome.
Combination. You got one and a half extra.
I'm missing one and I have one. I'm a normal people.
Japanese Minecraft player lights his room on fire while streaming.
That's hilarious.
He tried to light a oil and match lighter to light a cigarette. It makes a series of dumb fucking choices. And viewers got to watch his room rapidly become an inferno. Apparently, like, it lights on fire and he panics and it gets hot, so he throws it in the trash can. And then he dumps his water on the trash can, which is an oil fire, which immediately spreads. And then he runs out of the room to get more water and tries to dump more water on it. And he tries to smother it with cardboard. Eventually, his family had to be evacuated. He suffered injuries. He lived with his dad, his mom, and an unnamed family member.
I was going to say, a good thing it wasn't in China, because his house would literally probably be right next to, like, a chemical plant.
It'd or it's all made boom. Of paper.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, oh, he was 40, by the way. Wow. This man was 40 years old.
That's funny.
He was not like a 19-year-old kid who was high. No, this was a 40-year-old grown-ass man.
The first thing that went through my mind was, oh, no.
Yeah, basically.
I burnt my house.
Mike, listen up. Keep this in mind. Man fired in Pennsylvania for farting too much on the job.
My ribs hurt so bad.
That's so funny.
He and his wife are now suing. Blames it on side effects of gastric bypass surgery. Apparently, he gets uncontrollable flatulence and diarrhea. I don't know how he's going to work.
I feel bad for him.
I don't know how he's going to work if he's got uncontrollable diarrhea.
You know they make that underwear that filters your fart smell, right?
Well, he claims he suffered from obesity, which is covered from the... or it's covered by the Americans with Disabilities Act.
And guess what? Now he won't have to go to work because he's going to own that fucking
Yeah, he's
going to
own the fucking company.
Do they actually fire him for farting, or is
yes.
he trying to prove...
There were customer complaints that he was causing odors in the workplace that they didn't like. And then his wife quit when they fired him because she felt that he was being discriminated against in the workplace. And you know what? I'm kind of torn, but I agree with the company. Look, dude, if you fart a lot, that sucks. But that's cruel and unusual to everybody else.
Yeah, but you can't
Nobody
fire
deserves
him
that.
For that. You can.
Oh, like hell, I can't.
Oh, I would take him to the HR office. Especially,
I'm gonna laugh.
You're gonna lose your company.
I'm gonna laugh if it's an at-will employment office. I don't know if Pennsylvania's an at-will state, but California, they could fire you for farting too much at work. It's an at-will employment state. They don't have to have a reason to fire you. They could just fire you. I mean, now if it was like he was trying to do something about it, like he had bought the underpants with the charcoal insert that stops the fart smells. But you know what? I don't care where I work. If someone is farting over and over and over all day, I'm going to stab him in the throat at some point.
Or I'm going to eat terribly for like a week and just let it fester and get my sweet revenge.
To be honest.
I feel like that's what I would
no,
do.
No, no, no.
I used to work with a guy who, the guy never showered a day in his fucking life.
Gross.
He wore the same shirt over and over and over again. And I don't know why no one ever fired him for it. Or talk to him about it, but again, it was one of those things where
we would have had a bathing.
He's from Florida, Americans with Disabilities Act.
This guy wasn't all there mentally, so I'll give him that. But you know, this guy would walk into a room, leave, and half an hour later, you'd be like, Kenny was fucking here.
That's gross.
And he said his name forever.
No, Joey, it wasn't.
Anyway. So eventually, one of the managers.
At a certain point, you just can't have them in the office if it makes it so others can't get their work done. I agree with Jesus.
I agree.
Lever. So at one point, we finally got a new manager, and manager pulled the guy and said, look, you need to do something. You need to shower. You need to have clean clothes. Like, this is unacceptable. They gave him.
That's a sanitary issue.
They gave him a chance. That's what they have to do. They have to give him a chance first. If he doesn't do anything after that, then yeah, by all means, go ahead and fire the dude if he's not making, you know, an effort to change.
Shit can Captain Stinky.
See, that's what I was gonna say here is like, you know, if dude's farting, you know, okay, he's farting, but now motherfuckers start coming to work because they're getting like pink eye, then there's an obvious problem.
What is the other fix? Like, give him his own office? Like, why is he in there? It's the fart box.
Like, I told
my
it's
my
retail
my
related,
cubicle
so I don't
neighbor.
Think
like,
yeah, it was.
Finger.
I want to say it was food related. To be honest, he was a.
Taco Bell.
I read the article and I can't remember what the what his job was, but he said he brought the company to the modern age. He worked there for years and years and years, like 20 years or something like that. And it's like, look, dude, they didn't discriminate against you. You stink. Stop it.
No, mm-hmm. At that point, they can like send him home.
It was a food place, but he was in management.
Dude, you know, keep a can of Febreze at your desk. Fuck.
They could have sent him home. They could have, you know, put him on, you know, workman's comp or disability or something like that.
Or they can get him easily charcoal underwear as a gift.
Yeah.
Like,
so we didn't deal with the food, but they didn't have clients come
into
the office.
You have stinky farts,
yeah.
And they just constantly happen all the time. We accept that you're overweight and you're not.
Cash out as paid vacation. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. And we can accept that you're doing something about your weight for it by having a gastric bypass surgery. But here is your giant underwear with carbon.
All right, so moving on from Captain Farts Too Much. A man in Apple Valley, California robs an auto parts store with a maxi pad taped over his eyes as a disguise. He got caught.
The maxi pad bandit.
Yeah, that's what they called
him. Strikes again.
It was just like he took a maxi pad and it's like just over his eyes, like, you know, the cholo beanie, the way they wear it, like halfway here. He did that with a maxi pad. But the kicker is he came up and he peered through the glass first and then walked away, taped the maxi pad to his forehead and broke the glass. He was arrested.
I love when criminals do bad shit. Like when they say poorly execute things.
Kind of figured when he said he got caught.
Yeah, well, he taped a maxi pad to his face to disguise himself.
Where did he rob again?
An auto parts store. He stole some batteries and chargers and flashlights.
To be completely serious, if you'd be robbing like an AutoZone, that's kind of your clientele.
Not necessarily, dude. When my car breaks, I legitimately consider robbing an AutoZone. It's like, dude, if I robbed that place, I could fill my garage with so many parts. Would never have to go to AutoZone again.
I could have so many American flag decals and like cheap hubcaps.
Hell
those
yeah.
The fake little metal runners that go in the hood of your car that don't do anything.
Yep.
That look like wind's supposed to blow out of them, but nothing happens.
Or, ooh, bullet hole stickers.
Oh, yeah.
Or the little plastic GT stickers that you slap on your car to make it seem like your car's faster than it is.
You know what I actually
for
love?
For sale signs.
From AutoZone is windshield wiper fluid.
Water?
Instead of putting water, I like the fluid because it gets rid of all the bugs and it makes it pretty and shiny after wipes. It's visually appealing through my window.
All right.
But I'm too cheap to be like, I'm really going to buy soapy water. I can probably make that. And I tried to make
my own.
I just
put regular water in it.
It didn't work. I was like,
no, you just put water in there. Just water. Works just
I
fine.
Know. I could do that.
You should
but
do
I
that.
Like the Save squeaky someone. Shine where I can peer through instead of smudgy dirt. Because sometimes smudgy dirt happens. That's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
So China's got this glass bridge that's 180 meters long. Would you walk on it?
It's going to be bad.
Would I walk on
it? Yeah. It's like suspended
bridge?
Over like, I think it's like 400 feet up or something like that. Would you walk across it?
Yeah. Hell
yeah.
Yeah,
me too. The first layer out of three layers of glass in a panel cracked today when a visitor dropped a stainless steel mug on it, causing the fucking visitors to panic and flee.
Can't say I blame them.
Everyone calls it the panic bridge because apparently it's super spooky to be on it. Because it's like you just look down and it's the canyon. Like you're going to die. This motherfucker walks in with the stainless steel. Like how did they go? You know what? Probably isn't a great idea to let visitors walk in here with things that could break the glass. Like if you walked up with like a sledgehammer, would they be like, no, you're good, bro.
To be completely
no one would be that stupid.
To be completely honest, it's probably a fucking American.
Probably a Floridian.
It didn't say.
Floridian.
Floridian?
They can't afford to go to China.
Jesus said he'd want to, but his brain would not allow him to cross that bridge.
Oh, I totally. I would like. I don't have many fears, but I do. It's so weird. I'm not afraid to be in an airplane, and I'm not afraid to stand up to the edge of a building, but over a certain height, like when I stand on the edge, I get like this. Like heavy breathing, like, and I obviously it's fear, but I'm not afraid where I'm like, I gotta run away, this is too scary, or I can't handle looking down. Like, I enjoy looking down, I think it's cool, but it's funny how my body reacts. But I get what you mean, Jesus. That's
okay. I don't think that's an act of terror, Cody. One of our viewers asked if that would be considered an act of terror. It would be an act of idiocy.
Now
I don't have a fear of falling at all, or a fear of heights at all. I don't even really have a fear of falling. It's a stopping that I'm afraid of.
Now, if you ran onto the bridge yelling Allahu Akbar with TNT strapped to your chest, that would be an act of terror.
Yeah, that would be an act of terrorism.
I don't even think that would scare me. I think I would go into instant.
Oh, that'd fucking terrify me.
I think I'd go into instant crazy white girl mode. Like, I'd be like.
You'd throw your pumpkin spice in the stainless steel mug and break another
panel of
the bridge. I would
get so crazy white girl. It would not even be.
Have you seen what happens when white girls go crazy? Like, fight over makeup on Black Friday and they wear UGG boots.
All of a sudden, you're.
I pity any terrorist who comes within 10 feet and threatening the lives of many people because there's not many things that I. The only times I've ever gotten like violent to strangers and it has happened. I have gotten violent to strangers.
I can see you throwing your pumpkin spice latte and be like, I got two UGG boots to throw too, batch.
No, I'm not that basic. But anyway.
We need a viewer poll. On a scale of 1 to basic, how basic is Stephanie?
Oh, you made it.
From 1 to
Frank's gonna
I
be the
can't
first
even, respond. How basic is she?
I can't even tell you. No, but for realsies, what basically... The only time I ever lost my shit on a stranger is someone's picking on the little guy. Like, this one time...
He's seven.
Now, hold on. Hold on, can we clarify? Does the little guy actually, is it physically sized or is it mentally as
no,
well?
No, either. Physically, mental, somebody age, who's getting minority.
If, so why don't you stand up when my brother makes fun of me?
Oh, that doesn't count because that's just entertaining.
Because you're siblings.
You're siblings.
Don't
I
be
understand
a bitch.
That relationship. Like but me and Spooty,
sure
we.
Retarded.
You yeah. are retarded.
Yeah, me and Spoot, we pick on each other all the time. But if somebody else were to pick on my sister, it would be fucking on. I would murder a bitch. Okay, I wouldn't murder. But
I pick on my brother all
them.
The time. Do you know what I do if you pick on my brother? Hmm. Continue to pick on my brother because he's a grown-ass fucking adult. And if he can't handle his own shit,
no.
he needs to grow
the
fuck
up. I lost it on a guy who was
no comment from Colin Stone on how basic you are.
I know.
This is a safe zone. Frank, she can't get you right now.
That's fine. I don't care.
You have plenty of time to hide.
He knows me better than anyone. I bet you his rating is either one, going to be so accurate, or two, it's going to be him just
this
being
is
silly
like,
and mean.
This is, that literally encompasses every possible thing. You just covered your own ass.
I'm thinking if
she's so basic that if you threw hydrochloric acid on her, she'd turn into salt.
I'm going to guess if Frank were to give
just
you a
stay
rating,
at work, Mike.
Just, I'm going to guess what he would give. I'd say 5.7 or 6.2.
She knows where I sleep. Touche. All right, so let's move on to my favorite story of the week.
She would have dry hand jobs, too.
Oh, she
no
would
lotion.
Go dry. No lotion at all. Oh, God. Don't ever do that again. All right,
what?
My family.
The hand job.
Nothing
cabin.
Scarier
than the she's like this.
She's chasing people around.
And you start crying. Like,
God,
I
hope
myself.
To God that this camera's clear enough to get that where I can zoom in on it.
Fucking Jesus is going to fucking
only,
gift
only
me.
Got
I
two
know.
Hands.
Please
she's
gift
got a
her
mouth.
Jesus.
I don't think she's going to use it.
All right, my favorite story this week.
The best
so,
is you hear me here is going to Photoshop it. So it's like.
Yeah. She would go get sand first. Oh. Oh,
I'm not
Sandy Handy
mean.
J.
Of course.
I would do that to a terrorist, picking on a
You give a terrorist a Handy J?
With sand?
Dude,
they're
sorry.
Used to that. Have you
I'm
seen
sorry,
where
they're
they
used
live?
To jacking off in the desert. They'll yeah. enjoy it.
No,
that's
true.
Lube to them.
That's right. Touche.
You're lucky. Jesus is too busy to give. Couple weeks, we'll get her to do it again. All right, so can I say my favorite story of this week now?
Yes.
So Burger King for Halloween is putting out these black hamburger patties,
yeah, I saw
or
those.
These black buns.
I know what they do, too.
And apparently, they are turning people's poop green.
That's amazing!
And it's causing a panic.
Wide epidemic.
There was the article that I read had people posting pictures of their toilet paper with turquoise and green smears of shit on them.
Not just take
sorry.
A picture
thank
of
you.
A turd.
They I don't know.
I'm sorry. I think it's more acceptable to post a green turd than it is a freaking piece of toilet paper with a smear mark on it. Am I wrong?
It's pretty gross.
No, because that's clinical. I feel like yours is clinical. I feel like swiping is like you just wipe my ass. Like look at me. That's so
no,
gross.
No, don't be wrong. Like don't we have to go to like family members and shit like that? You're like, dude, look at this.
I actually
yeah.
have a poop color story.
You get pictures of it. You know, fuck the fucking derp chat we're in.
Yeah.
It's like, oh
yeah.
look, these pieces of shit I just took. But
so,
no, dude, come on. I don't want to see
I do
want to
go. I agree with Colin Stone. I want to go eat. I don't like Burger King, but I want to go eat one of these patties.
Just to see if your poop turns green.
And we could discuss on the show what color
Dan,
our poop
smells. No, you would probably die.
Yeah, it would probably
so
just
eat the burger.
I actually saw that because I got a chicken sandwich at Burger King last week. And
was your poop green?
By the way, Dan, I think you would enjoy the burger because the buns are infused with A1 flavor.
Ooh.
Oh, that's cool.
That sounds amazing. I want to know what precisely about the burgers turning people's poop green, though.
I am going to tell you a story about poop that I had once.
Oh, poop story from Stephanie.
Yes. So
you
about
don't poop, the end.
Yeah, they smell like roses. It doesn't happen. Okay, but seriously, like, I want to say 8 years ago, for Valentine's Day, my grandmother, I lived on my own, and my grandmother bought me boysenberry pie. For Valentine's Day, because I was single and I was living on my own, I had nothing going on.
That is the saddest thing I've ever
heard. My Nana was my best friend.
So you could share it with your cats?
Do you need a hug?
I was living on my own. I was like 20, and I literally was only eating
a
boysenberry, two boysenberry pies.
Could we have a moment of silence for the sorrowful story we're hearing? Also, I have an expert witness that says lies. They do not smell like roses.
Oh, I know. One of our first dates, he totally Dutch oven me, and I got him back. But anyway.
That's gross. We just learned something about you tonight.
That's awesome.
And so I wasn't buying food because I was too busy working. And I was like, oh, I still have boysenberry pie. I still have boysenberry pie. So for like 3 days straight, I only ate boysenberry pie. And then
how big was this pie, or how little did you eat? Because a standard pie serves me like maybe three fucking meal replacements.
No, I had two of them. I had two. Oh, okay. Pies.
I thought you had one pie. I was like, that's got to be like one of those big ass pies because for three solid days, that's all you ate.
So this is your grandma?
Yeah. No, so I went to my grandma's house like a little while later, which is on the same cul-de-sac as like one of my childhood friends I grew up with.
What a good grandma. She's like, Stephanie, I bought you some pies.
I know. My grandma is so sweet. She's actually.
Make them with love.
The boysenberries.
So anyway, I go to the bathroom at her house and my shit is like so purple, but not like.
Like this purple?
Like this purple. Like the color of it is so purple.
Is that what inspired you to dye your hair? Wait,
did you take a picture of it so you can see it?
Well, back then, I didn't have a camera phone. So what I did was I left it in the toilet. And then I ran across the street to get my friend. And I was like, dude, you got to come see this. You got to come see this. You got to come see this. She's like, what is it? I was like, my poop is purple. She's like, no way. I'm like, I'm serious. You have to see my poop. So we went and we ran all the way back across the street. And I was like, look. And she looks at it. She's like, that is so pretty.
You just moved from a 6.2 to a 7.8 on the scale.
No, you know what? This gives me hope. Girls are every bit as disgusting
as
guys
are. We totally are.
I don't know, from what I've heard, they're a lot worse.
Yeah, I've seen. Have you ever been into a women's bathroom?
It's awful.
They're fucking disgusting. I've seen guys poop in corners of bathrooms. Like just.
I see like women poop in the men's room.
Yeah, I've seen them pissing in sinks at concerts.
You know what I'm thinking about doing? I'm thinking about going on freaking. Is it Etsy where you can buy the freaking the glitter tablets?
Glitter
to
poop
make
tablets?
Glitter poo.
Yeah.
Probably and Amazon. For like, I imagine it stays in your system for like a week. Like when I'm at work, just like take a shit in the bathroom and leave it. So when the person walks in, they're like, oh, there's shit. Why is it glittery?
Here's a suggestion that'll save you the trouble of buying that on Etsy. Go to Michael's, buy glitter, shove it in your pocket. When you're done pooping, dump glitter into the toilet and walk away.
Not the same.
It's not the same.
That's like me being like, oh, I could friggin', you know, take a shit and then throw corn kernels into the toilet.
Yeah,
like,
you could.
You could, but it's not.
It would make you pause. If I walked up to the toilet and saw poop and then saw a bunch of floating corn, it'd be like.
How did his ass separate the corn?
How did that happen?
It was like, blop, blop, brrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr
Play-Doh and then mixed it together and then put it in the toilet. It's like, Jesus, that is impressive. And it'd be funny because you know that shit would catch around in office. They'd be like, dude, did you hear about the glitter shit? Yeah, I saw one too. Who's doing this? It's awful.
That totally happened at work. At work,
you
somebody.
Work, they'd probably just guess it was you.
Yeah, they'd just know.
No, they would not.
Somebody aimed their pee up like on top of the urinal and like along the wall. And then there was like an email that went out to everybody like, although 10 points for getting on top of the urinal, like we're not going to wonder why it was aimed in the up Jesus. Direction. It was like this big elaborate email. And it was
somebody
like,
was boner pissing.
But if somebody could not pee on the area that people put their hands, that would be greatly appreciated.
Why are you putting your hands on a urinal?
And then at the bottom, it said,
I don't think you understand how being.
Well, I don't know. Like, why you put your, like, people put their shit up on top of
no. Stupid motherfuckers.
Do you know what I do? Do you know what I do?
You
I
don't bring
I
drinks
flush.
Into the bathroom.
Well,
you don't put your stuff
in. A female obviously wrote the email.
Yeah.
Just so you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, because she has no idea why urinals exist.
Why are
urinals exist
if
you don't have to
email.
Hold your
why
hand?
Are urinals in the female bathroom?
No, the female, the person who does the announcements in the office is female. And so, like, someone told her and she had to, like, make
it. Did someone, like.
At the very bottom, it said it had a picture of Dobby. And it was like, please clean up after yourselves. House elves don't live.
Fear. I never thought I'd see the day where I have to explain to someone how a urinal works and where you put your hands.
Yeah.
You put them
doesn't
nowhere.
Some of them have flushes, though, on top?
Apparently, you look
yes,
like a
yes, but you use your foot or you don't flush.
Hey Dan,
okay.
You look like a proper English gentleman with that hay.
Pip, pip, cheerio.
With that
and
hay.
Other stuff, English
like,
nonsense.
Hey, like, hay is in, like, nay or hay is in hey?
I think it's supposed
like,
to be
which
hat.
One are we talking about?
Hat. Hey, girl, hey.
I mean, it's been a while since we had a good chunk of a podcast dedicated to talking about poop.
That's true.
It's pretty Stephen good. Didn't miss it.
Yeah, Stephen missed the poop. All right. So I guess we'll wrap this awful shit up. Actually, I need
let's
to check one more
turn.
Time. Yeah, let's flush this turn. Nope. Oh, look. Look, Darren is now following us on Twitch.
That's fun.
Finally, motherfucker.
And somebody else.
Yeah, Jakester. He said he was.
Oh, nice.
Earlier.
Sweet.
If you'd like to send us an email, normally we'd read this, read your emails now, but nobody sends us emails because our one person who emails us was too busy. Sad. Shoot
we,
us an email.
Do it on stream. Before we used to get emails regularly. Now we do the stream so people just ask their questions.
Yeah, they just
in
talk.
Chat.
Save your questions. Stop talking to me. Email address is geeklordradio@gmail.com. We're on social media, facebook.com/geeklordradio, Twitter and Instagram at geeklordradio. We're working on getting better about that.
Oh, okay. That's me. All right.
I do that every week.
Sure.
Tell your friends about the show. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune Marketplace if you live in North Dakota. and geeklordradio.com, where you can find all of our old episodes that don't show up in our RSS feed. Music on the podcast is brought to you by Daniel Tidwell. Yes, this is a audio cast as well. It will be posted either tonight or tomorrow to our website, where you could listen again if you listened just now. Yeah, it should just about do it. From all of us here at Geek Lord, this is
Darren,
Stephanie,
the Matt,
and Dan Mayer, wishing you a fantastic week, and thanks for letting us pleasure you. Yeah.